The next thing that you need is a the next thing that you need is then a leveraged service delivery model, so that you don't have tons of people taking up your time. Your time is the most valuable piece of your business, and it's so critical in your service delivery model. It is so critical that we do not give up our most important time commodity in order to generate our revenue. That is why I'm such a big proponent on leveraging your service and moving things into group delivery versus one-on-one delivery, and finding a way to really maximize that model so that you can give the greatest degree of intimacy that still helps tons of people across a wide range of similar clients, and not focus so much on one-on-one service. And so then you get those three things in place: your offer creation, your conversion strategy, your leveraged service delivery model, and then you focus on lead generation. So let's talk about how to maximize each of these things so that we build a business that immediately begins to convert. The first thing is the offer. Now, this is not your offer of, you know, I am a life coach and I have 10 years of experience and you know, I can make some things happen if you listen to me. The offer, you know, many people have asked in the past, Kevin, why won't people pay me what I am worth? How can I get people to pay me what I'm worth? The reality is that we are, at any given moment, people are paying us what we are worth constantly. So whatever it was that you charged the last person you worked with, that was exactly what you're worth. Not a penny more, not a penny less. The universe, the world, God, whomever, does not make any mistakes. So that is truly what we're worth. Now, if you hold on a moment. Well, I talked about that. Talked about that voice taking a hit, and there it went. So when we focus only on what we give to people, our contribution, and many of us do, we continue to work on our contribution really, really powerfully. And when we focus exclusively on our contribution, we fail to realize what I just mentioned earlier, that a great degree of our value is in our communication. And a great deal of communication is in our understanding what's going on the part of our prospective clients. And so when people are not paying us what we presume that we're worth, it could be that there's a disconnect between our powerful contribution and our weak communication. Much of our communication, if our worth isn't there, is mostly focused on us and what we do. And if we focus on acknowledgement, we give up profitability. If we focus on availability for remedy, or our ability to diagnose and deliver service, then we tend to find ourselves being very, very profitable. But we want people to acknowledge. But when we want people to acknowledge how great we are and how great our services are, and they have to stumble across everything that we've done, then in order to work with us, then sometimes we find at the end of the day they become impressed, but not basically committed to making an investment. I offered this statement up. I've done it many times before, but I offered this up at a recent event I held in Vegas, and I talked about the biggest transformation you can make in your offer as you're having communications with people is to share with people as you're talking to them. If they asked about, you know, your communication with them or what it is that you do, that you shift that and fail to discuss what you do. When they say, what is it you do, you need to begin with, I help. Just by making that single transformation, you probably do more benefit to your profitability than many, many other things that one could do when you simply state I help versus I do. So in your offers, really, when you begin to see what you help people do, then you can see what's happening without your help, and you can understand what the value is in working with you. Not the fact that you give, 15 hours of coaching for a certain price. Not the fact that you trained under, Razzmatazz, whomever. Not the fact that you have dedicated your life and soul to some particular end. Those are things that you are looking for acknowledgement for. The only thing that demonstrates tremendous value to your prospect is that you relate to their challenge, that you relate to what's going on, and you are able to provide a remedy or a transformation from that challenge that they see. As you're beginning to talk about your offer, think about what has happened in the lives of people that you've already helped. No one cares what your 15-point system is, all the research that you've done, all the people's ebooks that you've knocked off on the way to creating your ebook and how successful they are. But what really happened in the last person that you helped, whether you charged them or whether you didn't? What was the difference in their life? If you rewound their life to before they worked with you, and you think about the benefit that accrued to them, their relationship got better, you helped them with their sales, you helped them, and it might be you. Look at, you might see the things that you've done by learning how to benefit yourself. But look at all of those things and think about if you were to rewind back to when you began working together with a couple of your best clients or a couple of the people that you provided your service to. And then fast forward down the alternate path of if they hadn't worked with you or if they hadn't found someone similar to you and they had just continued down the path that they were on when they discovered you. Look at the difference between those two life experiences and ask yourself, what truly is the difference between those two life experiences? And then really look and see what the value was to that person working with you, or more appropriately, what the cost was had they not worked with you. And the difference between those two experiences and the effort that one would take to avoid having the experience of failure and would take to have that experience of success. If there was a relationship saved, or if someone lost 40 pounds, or if someone started having sex with a lover they didn't have sex with before, or if someone built their marketing back up, or if someone, reestablished communication with their kids, or refound faith in God, or discovered and tapped into their spirit guides, or learned how to write web pages, or learned how to get new clients, or raise their fees, or whatever it is that you teach. If you look at, or whatever service you give, if it's a service that you provide, if someone, received your tax help, if you're a tax accountant, or if someone received your legal advice, if you're an attorney, or got the new set of veneers, if you're a cosmetic dentist, or, had the boob job, or whatever it is that you do, look at the difference in their life with what happened as a result of getting your work. And then look at what happened if they had not gotten that. And look at the specific benefit, whether that was to their fitness, their faith, their finances, whatever. Now look at the cross-section. Look at those other three threads, because typically when we have a life that's woven together powerfully, if you pull up on a thread, a well-woven life will lift the entire fabric of their life. Only if our lives tend to unravel that we lift on one thread and it pulls apart. So if you look, if you help in the area of fitness, let's say, think about what happened to that person as they got more fit in terms of their family life, in terms of their finances, in terms of their ability to generate respect with their peers, in terms of their faith in life and in the benefits of life. Look at all of those other threads and how those threads of their life experience were impacted as a result of you doing your work. And now think about what the gap would have been in those things. When you start to understand that and share with people that if you, you know, don't follow down this road or find some alternative, that you're, you know, if you stay overweight or if you stay in a bad relationship or if you stay not committed to your health, if you stay, you know, in a diabetic situation or if you stay in a situation where you're not getting the leads that you get into your business. Or if you're on this call, if you stay in a scenario where you're constantly working on tons of irrelevant bullshit and you don't focus on just getting clients, where are you going to end up? And so if you begin to understand that about your own clients and look at the difference between the two, you make the communication for your offer less about how many hours of one-on-one consulting one gets with you or how hard you're going to work. And you make it about the difference that their life is going to experience. And they begin to see the results that happen from your clients. And they see what happens with your clients who actually follow the advice and the focus that you give them. And they make a choice if they want to be one of those clients or no. So there's the offer. You know, and ask yourself, when you start looking at pricing, why should I not charge less? You say, well, Kevin, did I say, yeah. Why should you not charge less? And then you can ask yourself, well, why do I not charge more? So write down all the reasons that you don't charge less. Why shouldn't I charge even less? So if you're charging like $5,000 a client right now, why shouldn't I charge less? And as you write those gives that gives validation to the value that you bring to the table. Make it about the client experience, not about your efforts. If you ask why shouldn't you charge more, then you start finding those reasons out. And if you really find out why you shouldn't charge more, you find some reasons why you shouldn't be charging more, then remedy those so that you can raise your prices at some point. We do our clients the best favor in the world when we offer a program or a service or an outcome that is so transformative that they have no choice but to invest their best in themselves through us so that they can see their lives uplifted. So ask yourself that question. There is our offer, and there's the foundation of our offer. The next one is in conversion strategy. What is it costing people to stay where they are? You know, look at that. We just went through that with the offer. In your conversations with them, remove the return to fine, F-I-N-E. See, what happens many times is people look at our offers, and we want to talk about how great we are. And as we talk about how amazing our products and services are, when people are talking to us, we talk about all the benefits and all the features of our products and our services. At the end of the day, though, a client fails to realize that to continue on as they are means to continue in some newly diagnosed pain that already always existed or has existed for some time, but they just have become aware of it. The return to fine on this call is that you can leave this call and go back to plotting away at the multiple posts on your blog, churning out hundreds of articles, trying to place ads all over the planet if you want to, but if you do not generate a client soon, in the next few days, who is willing to invest significantly in themselves through you or into your product or service so they can have some amazing and powerful transformation, and you start that pattern of exchanging value, you go back into the same cyclic rut that you came to this call to rid yourself of, or you came to this call if you go back to the revenue that you're now at without taking that to the next level and pushing through, you know, the $10,000 a month barrier and then the $10,000 a week barrier and then the $100,000 a month barrier and then the $100,000 a week barrier, pushing through those barriers by asking, how can I provide even more transformation, the least amount of personal effort, the most leveraged fashion, and do it to the most people possible and allow them to invest in themselves happily to get a result that is going to really change their lives. So remove the return to fine. Base your price point on your results or solving the gap that exists, that you find that exists, so that they happily invest in themselves to get an opportunity to transform. Don't build your price on how hard you work or how committed you are to the delivery, because what happens when you build that your price based on you working hard, you and your clients both reward inefficiency. Think about that. When you charge based on how hard you work, what you're telling your client is, I'm going to be as inefficient as possible. I'm going to work as hard as possible. I want you to see me, you know, struggling and toiling to get this. I want to work hours on end and talk to you for hours on end because we have to really work hard for you to feel like you've gotten the value. Now, there may be times that you need to spend extra time with a particular client to get the result. But you want to celebrate, and you want them to celebrate. And you want to reward, and you want them to reward you getting the result as quickly and as easily as possible. There's an old joke about this that I've told from time to time. Some of you may have heard it. A guy goes to his friend, the dentist, and he says, look, I think I've chipped my tooth. And his dentist says, you know, it's going to have to come out. He says, well, you know, you're my bud. What's it going to cost? He says, $600. He says, man, $600. He's like, you know, how long is it going to take? The dentist says, I don't know, about 10 minutes. He said, man, $600 for 10 minutes, that's an awful lot of money. And the dentist responds, he says, you know, if it's the time that you're worried about, I can take as long as you'd like. And so many of us, when we accept payment from our prospects, we want to take them through the long method of pulling the tooth just so that they can see us working, and we create a very painful experience for our clients just so we can demonstrate and show off all of our tools and take them through every tool. It's like, well, here's this drill. And you've got to see this one work, when many times we could do the work a lot more efficiently, but we haven't set up our conversion strategy to have them celebrate us getting the job done as quickly as possible. And so we want to have our clients see the value in getting the job done and the results done, and see that they value getting to that, and then we want them to celebrate. Most part of our conversion strategy is helping them to see that value, be committed to converting right then and offering a reward for that. And then also, when we make our offer for getting the result and make our communication about that, about how they can get the reward and how they can get the result as quickly as possible and as efficiently as possible. So when someone says, how much of your personal time do I get if I work with you? You know, your answer can be, if you're a coach or a consultant or someone who's billing for your time, you can share with them as little as possible. Because my goal is to get you to this outcome as quickly as possible. Now, if you would like, you know, we can stretch this out as painfully long as you'd want. But my goal is to get this to truly get the result, get it as quickly as possible. And then that leads us to our leveraged service delivery, where we want to focus our business on making sure that we create the maximum results, as we've just talked about in that dentist model, with the most leveraged efforts possible. And that comes a lot from the promises that we make in our conversion strategy, whether we're promising our efforts or whether we're promising that our commitment is to being focused on getting them results. And once we get these three elements in place, if we have a powerful offer creation model and we focus our efforts on that, what is it that the marketplace is needing that my contribution can solve? And how can I communicate I help? Having a conversion conversation that takes them to a scenario that helps them understand precisely what it costs them to stay where they are. Having that conversation and beginning to ask some questions so that we understand exactly what it costs someone to stay where they are. And then have them focus on getting the results as efficiently as possible so that as we deliver our services, we get the results, but we get them in a way that gives us our life back so that our efforts are spent getting results, but are not spent just looking busy and going through the motions unless we truly want our lives to be only about our business and we don't really want to have a life outside of our business. And then once we've got that in place, we put that model, once we've gotten a client at this high-end model, we put that model into creating lead generation strategies that move through that and move through each of these pieces. The reality is that we can create far more results by doing far less than if we were doing a lot. Because many of us in our busyness of creating all of the things that seem like it's supposed to work and creating all these means goals are failing just to be in front of, at the right place at the right time, someone who needs our help and being able to state to them, hey, I can help you. So my offer to you on this call today, and I'm committed to coming to my list over the next few weeks and starting to address these specific areas of challenge so that we can work on through you guys what we can do with respect to offers is kind of tie them up even more. So we can work on exactly, but the main thing is to focus on, if you look at what I've offered you today, focus on just finding out what you help with and what their gap is. If you ask yourself that question, you will uncover and build a very powerful offer. The conversion strategy, you know, focus on discovering for that person what it specifically is costing them to stay where they are. And then make that offer to them individually and help them remove that return to find and help them realize first what it's costing them to stay where they are. And then you can make your offer to help them move past that. But once they've understood that cost to them, they can make that understanding and that comparison based on first understanding the impact to them of staying in that same place. The value that we hear first is the value that we defend based on the law of consistency and commitment. So if someone sees that it's costing them missed relationships and or someone sees it's costing them all sorts of things in their business, if someone sees that it's costing them, you know, possibly two or three or four clients a month not to work with you, and each of those clients are, you know, worth $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000, and so they're leaving, you know, $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 a month on the table just by failing to avail themselves of a product or a service or a strategy or some information that would make that transformation, then there is no price that's within that scope that's too high to invest in it. It doesn't matter what they have available to them because they're already investing significantly in failure. You're offering them an opportunity to invest in transformation and in success. And you can make that with them so that when they understand what they're paying on a consistent basis to fail, and then you give them an opportunity to invest in something that is based on truly transformation and not just other pieces of information, other means goals. You really focus your support and your help for them on transforming or helping them to transform their lives in something they can see and they can value and they can put a value to. Makes them very committed to making a transformation with that. Now, you may want to transform your business using this model, and you can do it using what I've just shared with you on this call. My feedback to you would be get a client. Focus on getting a client. Take away tomorrow, whatever your schedule is about tons of busy work, Take that off the map and really focus on what does it take to get a client, to get a conversation with someone that will result in getting a client. If you want to take the things that I've shared with you on this call today and apply those, I encourage you to like just look at the four areas and measure those four areas. And many of you may want to take that and do that, and I encourage you to do so. I encourage you not to stay in the same rut of busyness that does not result in having a specific and measurable and fast push toward your financial goals. Do not get caught up in people who will get you overwhelmed with complexity. Do not allow yourself to get caught up in trying to say that your business is complex. Complexity brings confusion, and complexity is also the reason why many of us will use complexity as a reason why we're not taking action. So we're working on all of this. We've still got 14 blog posts to build. You know, the remedy is get a client. Ask yourself, do I need to do this to get a client? Have I gotten a client recently? And if so, you know, what can I do now to get a client and then build? Any systems that need to be built after I've learned to do the conversion, after I've learned what the offer is, after I've learned what the transformation is, and after I've begun to do some powerful, powerful cash flow based on just doing some amazing and guerrilla efforts. It's amazing the amount of money that I was able to generate before I even had a website, before I even had a shopping cart, and because I didn't have the time or the energy to build that. And I want to have some more calls over the next few weeks. The truth is, I'm taking a few people under my wing and actually mentoring them specifically through this model that we talked about. And I'd love to give you, with my compliments, either with myself or with one other person. I only have two people that, myself included, myself and someone else that I've worked with since 2007. And I'd love to have an opportunity to look at your specific business and to determine how to map this strategy over your specific business. Because you might say, well, Kevin, my business is unique. We work in this arena. We have clients in this area. And so what can I do to make this work in my business? If you have questions about how to make this work in your specific business and you want it to work in your business. In other words, you're not just gathering information about how to put something else on a bullet list, but you want it to work in your business. And if you haven't yet decided if you really want it to work in your business or not, I'd ask you a question like, what is the name of the person who you may have helped next week with your product or service if you had it out there, that because you're busy fooling around with your blog and fooling around with everything but putting an offer in front of a person, that person didn't find you and didn't get the results and didn't get the transformation? If you're not motivated enough by the lack of income being where you truly want it to be, then add in this commitment that you have to service and ask yourself, you know, what is it that I am willing to avoid doing that's, you know, what am I willing to allow happen for my avoidance of taking action? Am I willing to let this person down? And am I willing to let the next person down? Willing to let these people down who are depending on me, who would like to depend on me to create massive transformation, that I've just decided that I don't want to offer up transformation because I'm too busy doing X or Y or whatever, too busy focused on anything other than that. So if you want for us to walk you through exactly how to move to where you are quickly building an incredibly high-ticket business, I'd like to offer up a complimentary strategy session. It's not going to cost you anything. We're going to look very powerfully at your business. So you're going to be myself or my associate, Wendy. Wendy and I have worked together since 2007. She's built a $20 million business in the past in the personal development arena. So she understands business building and can help diagnose the scenario that you have. There's no one else that you'd be speaking to. Be one of the two of us, and we'll take as many of these as possible. On the website, if you're on the webcast, there's a button right there. You can do that. And if not, you go to bigticketstrategysession.com. What we're going to do on this call, if you choose to do so, and I encourage all of you to choose to do so, or if you're really serious about taking that business forward, because we're going to discover some things. Once again, there's absolutely no charge for it. But we're going to discover, first of all, you know, truly, what is it costing you to stay where you are so that you have some motivation? That's powerful. How can you further leverage your service delivery model? How is it that you're working perhaps in ways that are less efficient than possible? How can you raise efficiencies and still raise your results? You know, conventional wisdom would say, well, you can be more efficient, but maybe your results go down just a little bit. Or you can get more results, but maybe your efficiency goes down a little bit. You have to sacrifice time. But what if you could spend less time and be more productive? You know, what amazingness would that be? So just think about that just a little bit. What if you could spend less time and be even more productive? Also, how can you further develop your conversion model? And then very specifically, how can you take that offer that you now have and revamp it so that it is attractive, so that it can go in front of people who are specifically powerfully looking for a transformation? And get you out of just being among the masses who are talking about your stuff and fitting into the masses. How you can get people from telling you that they want to think about your offers to moving forward with your highest value offers on a single conversation. How you can raise all those things. We're going to talk about all of those things in the strategy session. You can click on the button that's right there on the website if you're on the webcast, or go to BigTicketStrategySession.com, and you can go into that particular area and check that out. So that's my offer to you guys today, is that I want to make sure that you guys have the support that you need moving forward to really building this business. And I truly am kind of coming back out as in full gale force, as many of you have seen, as a result of this call today, to really stand in contrast to overly complex, hugely complex, again, systems that are going to give you lots of stuff that will not necessarily lead to generating a client or a significant value client right away. And by contrast, I'm going to offer you guys, and feel free to go onto YouTube and look at case studies. Google me, look at case studies. If you've not been on my list for a while, talk to people who you know who may have been clients of mine. The commitment is toward simplicity and toward you creating transformative results and toward you creating the financial results that you need for yourself with as little complexity as possible. What do you give up? You give up every day just clamoring around and doing all sorts of busy work that does not necessarily lead to your getting a client, but leads to you building this huge dynasty of stuff that you have to maintain. What do you get if you trade it in? Maybe not being in the know of all the latest cool stuff when you go around to different conventions and things, not having tried out all of the latest tools and toys, not having all the cool puzzle pieces for the other puzzles that everybody has, so that you're not the smartest kid in the drawer anymore, but you just know the pieces that are critical for your business to make you the revenue you need to help other people with the transformation that they need, that you know that you can provide in a very simple and transformative business. And so I really, sincerely hope that this call has been incredibly helpful today. I'm going to look at, if you have any comments, feedback, or questions you want to send, support at kevinnations.com. We'll get that. So I want to get that over to you. Just got a text that said, hey, let's go over to the webcast page just for a second. Let's see, Kevin Nation. Somebody just texted me and said, that strategy session page, it looks like it's working here. So if you're having trouble with that, send an email to, support@kevinnations.com. Just got a text on that. Or just shoot me over a question over on the, over on this website if that is truly happening. I want to thank you guys for being on the call today. Because I'm really, really committed to your results. If there's any way that I can help you, support@kevinnations.com. I want to start doing a lot more teleseminars, webinars, teaching pieces of what I've seen to be incredibly powerful in business. I know I always get specific feedback after these calls. It says, but you didn't give us, 14 bullets of things that will work. If you will look at your business through the filter of those four strategic measuring yardsticks that I gave you, I can assure you that your business will transform in ways that you've never, ever, ever seen transform. It's literally what successful businesses focus on, and I want to help you specifically through strategy sessions apply those to your business. BigTicketStrategySession.com, or just click the button that is there on the initial page. Guys, thanks so much for being on this call. I'm going to invite you to some more calls literally within the next few days. Perhaps we'll do one next week this time and focus on one of these areas and take you through that. And I'm just grateful for the fact that you guys care enough about your service that you offer that, and hopefully something I've offered today has been of really, really good service. So have a great, great day, guys. I will talk to you soon. Get on some of those strategy sessions. We've got openings for probably about 40 of those that we can do over the next week or so. And there's about 500 people that are here on the call today. So, get on over there and register for those. Fill out that survey so we can get some information and help you. And we really, really want to help you. And truthfully, want to just provide a benefit. A majority of the people who go into those strategy sessions actually don't become clients, but they find the benefit of the strategy session themselves to be very, very valuable. And so it's certainly something we want to provide as a service to the community either way, and look forward to helping you in any way possible. Look forward to seeing you guys soon. Thanks so much for joining the call today.